it goes on through there. Maybe a pretty good size placement, but it usually wouldn't be called a branch or a water because it dries up until the rain comes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
A regular stream of water, it might get a little low, but it don't never dry up, you see, because that's a regular stream. What you call these branches and creeks and rivers and all like that, you see.
Uh-huh.
But now, so like you were speaking, just this high water like we're getting now, it makes certain places like that, you see.
Yeah.
And as it rains well, a few days after that, weeks, well, it dries back, dries back down, you see.
Yeah. So, these places are pretty wide, about 10 feet wide or 10 feet
deep. Well, then you see that you call some of those places gullies, like gullies. You see, whatever, something wash out. Well, it's called gullies, like,
okay.
Because all the time that the heavy rain washed it out. You see,
yeah,
and,
or a ravine or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. You see, and but it's only did only high when overflow comes. You see, but it's just normal weather, or normal rain won't do it, but. We have this overflow water, just like you hear over the news now, but then naturally it makes its own stream, man. It cuts out somewhere, it goes somewhere, and then it digs it up.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Right, you say right here we're up on a what?
This is what you call a little hill, like here where we're at now. Yeah,
because
if you notice, when you go back, you be going down. You come up, when you got up here, well, then naturally when you go back, it's kind of going what's going down. It's not no real steep hill, but it's enough hill that to keep the water running down. See, it's that way all the way across here, down to that road, all across there, you see.
There's not any mountains around here, are there?
No, nothing. We don't want to have not too many real high hills. Yeah, that was far we got a hill, right across over here, but just a mountain, we don't have any mountains. Not in Vernon Parish.
Yeah. Mr. a little small place, a little small rising land, you might call a what? Smaller than a hill. Did you ever have a name for anything like that?
You mean,
a little place that wasn't really a hill, maybe you thought it was. Did you ever hear the word knob used or something like that?
Well, it wouldn't be called a hill. That would be called a little more of a mound, a little mound. And then, if you be farming that way, well, you wouldn't call a place like that a hill in your field. It's just what you call a little mound, you see.
Yeah.
And
better watch out, there might be some Indians buried underneath.
Yeah, you can't tell what's going on. So, all those type of places, we still have some every once in a while here.
Yeah.
When you go back down that fellow, he's got a patch there. Well, he's got a slope running down. You see, when you go down that corner, well, he plowed that down there now.
Mm-hmm.
And but every year, the more it rains, that makes it more steeper. You see, it washed the dirt down in the lower part down in the patch there. You see.
Yeah.
And anything that got a mound to it, well, all the loose dirt will. When it rained, it washed down to the level, you see, around to the lower part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, on a mountain, did you ever see a place with a kind of a rocky side, it would drop off real sharp?
No, I haven't been around no, nothing but just pretty good high hill, but I haven't no more than just looked on the TV or something to see the mountain, but just actually seen a mountain, I never have seen a mountain yet, to actually mountain, but
uh-huh.
I've seen some hills look like mountains there,
Can you tell me, I want to ask you about the first house you lived in when you were born. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, the first house I lived in that I know much about was what they call old-time log house.